Today's sermon is, I am the resurrection and life. Jesus said that he is the resurrection and the life. How many of you know today that Jesus resurrected and he is alive today? And on this Easter, I want you to remember that Jesus is resurrected. Now, a lot of you are living in death. A lot of you love Satan's tools. A lot of you right now are going to get a cigarette. You're going to the refrigerator to pull out a beer. A lot of you just sat down and you got on your iPhone. That's controlled by the Chinese because Google sold us out. A lot of you just love death. I mean, you might as well be Satan's children. You might as well be the walking death zombie human being. Yeah, that's who you are. But Jesus said that he is the resurrection and the life. And this comes out of John chapter 11, verse 17 through 44. To those that have a Bible, most of you threw your Bibles away. Most of you don't have any Bibles anymore because you're sick. You're sick in the head. But Jesus wants to resurrect. Most of you are obstructionists. Most of you are destroying the United States of America. Most of you don't want to resurrect anything but to destroy it. You don't want to build nothing. You want to destroy everything in the United States of America. Happy Easter, you bastards! Sorry about that. Got a little out of control. Let's get back to the sermon. In John chapter 11, verse 17 through 44, so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the woman around Martha and Mary to cover them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Your brother will rise again. Then he goes on and says, oh, I know he'll rise at the resurrection in the last day. But Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus said that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Jesus says that I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said that your brother will rise again. Jesus wants to make you live. He says, I am the resurrection and I am life. But majority of you people are following death. Majority of you folks are getting another tattoo on your arm of death. You're sick. Sick bunch of bastards, what you are. Destroying the whole United States of America. Because of your selfish interests. We are a Christian nation. We used to believe in life. We used to believe in life in the United States. No, I mean, I go to these small towns. I mean, you look at some houses that are just crumbling. Meanwhile, we're getting more police cars. Wonderful. The neighborhood is crumbling. Why we're getting more police cars. And hey, the churches are getting bigger too. Boy, do we love death in the United States of America, do we not? We're turning to one big death culture. The old lady just walked out of her house that I just saw down the road looked like the Walking Dead woman. Death seems to be all around the United States of America today. Death. I just saw some evil woman who rips everyone off in the store in the newspaper as she smiles in the newspaper saying how wonderful she is, how she's well helping the community. When she's actually ripping off the community, but she's smiling in the newspaper. And isn't it amazing how a sick society honors evil people? Yes. Evil is surrounding us on all sides. Evil and Satan has penetrated into the church. Evil Jezebel women who are witches are controlling the church. Pastors have been taken over by Satan. And Jesus is gone. Come to our church. Let us help you die faster. Hey, let us give you death. Don't worry, in the back of the church is a big graveyard. Which one do you want? Jesus said he is the resurrection and the life. Your brother will rise again. He's saying you will live. If you follow me, you will live. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. He's saying there's two worlds. Yes, eventually you're going to die in this world. Some bastard's probably going to kill you. Some way or somebody's going to invent this technology that's going to wipe you out. How about 5G telephone? Yeah, 5Gs. What about that? Might as well live in a microwave. But Jesus said, even though you die, you will live. That means you will be resurrected into another world. Into heaven. I'll tell you what, man. You just love death out there. I mean, you might as well. You love death. I'll tell you that. And a lot of you honor the Bible with your freaking mouth, but your heart is freaking wicked. You're an evil witch. You're a Satan worshiper, and you're preaching on the pulpit. That's how sick you are, you bastard. So on this Sunday, as you go worship the goddess of fertility and you go find your little Easter eggs from the Easter Bunny, just remember, you just walked in Satan's plan. This pagan religion of death is all around us. And as you sell your community out, as you continue to take from the poor, and you take from the old men and women of Social Security funds, just remember that, and as you act like you're part of the priest class, like you're so high and mighty because you got a degree, and somehow only God can speak through your... I won't even cuss. And as your church gets bigger, and as you're on the newspaper, well, you've just joined the angel of death, because you want to know why? Your graveyards are getting bigger. Yes. Death is all around us. Death just entered into our public schools. Oh my gosh, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said that I'm the resurrection and the life. You know, I don't want to go here, but I'm going to say it. Notre Dame burning down. Now, I'm sure Notre Dame has helped a lot of people. But I'm pretty sure Notre Dame have taken a lot from people, too. Yes, there's three churches that was burned down in Louisiana. And our churches are crumbling, not just on the outside, but on the inside. If they're not burning down on the outside, you got Satan on the pulpit on the inside. and your souls are burning down. Your souls are burning. If you haven't figured out, and I've been telling you all along what is happening here, I'm telling you, church, evil churches are going down and Jesus has to go up. On this resurrection, if you understood with the Bible, the Sadducees and the Pharisees never believed in the resurrection. When Jesus said he is the resurrection, it was the Sadducees that laughed at him. Yeah, right, we don't believe no resurrection. Hey, but let us crucify you to the cross, Jesus. And let us free a murderer. And all you people, and what you're doing in the United States of America, you're choosing Barabbas, and you're crucifying Jesus Christ right now in the United States of America. Hey, but that's okay. Because you're a bunch of obstructionists. You don't believe in the resurrection. You don't believe that Jesus has risen. You don't believe that Jesus can save America. You don't believe that Jesus can save your family. You don't believe that Jesus can save your church. No, not on this resurrection Easter Sunday. You're just worried about getting your children to the next Easter egg hunt. And looking good in the newspaper, by the way. Hey, what the hell are you still listening to this sermon for? Don't you got to go and worship Satan someplace? You don't care about Jesus. You never did. Oh, you're really bad, Pastor Dean. So Mary was flipping out on Jesus saying, hey, my brother's dead. Could you just heal him? I mean, even though I don't like my brother, even though he never talks to me, even though he doesn't care, but I don't want to see him dead, Martha basically said to Jesus. And Jesus said, your brother will rise again. I will heal them because I am life. I am resurrection. And I am life. I mean, he wouldn't even be here. He wouldn't be your brother if it wasn't for me. So get off me, Martha. Jesus is going to raise your brother. And so it goes on down to verse 38. And if you follow me with your Bibles, in John chapter 11, we're talking about 17 through 44. Of course, you know that. Hey, I'm not going to treat you like you're stupid, guys. I'm not half these preachers. I know you guys are smart, right? I know you know the story, okay? I know you know the story. So Lazarus was raised from the dead, right? Then Jesus, again, he groaning in himself, thinking, oh, gosh, why am I doing this? These guys ain't going to believe me anyway. Such stiff-necked people. They don't even know that I'm God here to try to help them. All right, so let's do another resurrection thing here. Let me raise the dead. Hey, and by the way, there's a lot of those evil preachers out there claiming they raised the dead only to get your money. And you heard in Africa, apparently somebody was in a coffin and they had like multitudes of people around this preacher and they faked this whole hoax of raising the dead. And so after receiving thousands of dollars from the people, I'm sure he wouldn't be raised dead. He couldn't be raised to dead if he didn't have more money, right? So, but this is not this pastor was a counterfeit, but this is what Jesus really did. Jesus, groaning in himself, came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. Hurry up. Move it. Hurry up. Move away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there's a stretch, for he has been dead for years. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped in the clothes. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Yes, and you've heard that song, there ain't no grave is going to hold me down. Take off those grave clothes. Now, you guys got a lot of grave, stinky clothes around you right now. I mean, you guys stink. Just like when Lazarus came out of the tomb. You ever work out with somebody and they just stink to death? I mean, stink. Death is all over them. Thank God Jesus is fragrance. Jesus is beautiful flowers. Yes, and Jesus likes shampoo. And he likes for you to use some Dial once in a while. Clean yourself up. Take those grave clothes on. Go to the mall and get some fresh pants on. Do something, you stinking bastard. Because I'm telling you, Jesus said, take those grave clothes off. Loose him and let him go. She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. I sure hope you do, Martha. I just raised your brother from the dead. Boy, you are... What is it going to take for you to believe in Jesus? What is it going to take? Jesus is going to be resurrected. Excuse me, I'm drinking one of my smoothies. Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of these smoothies lately. Whey protein. And so in Luke chapter 20, verse 36, the Bible says, and they can no longer die, for they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are children of the resurrection. How many of you know today, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, you will have life? But I'm not telling you that the world ain't trying to kill you. I'm not telling you life's going to be easy. I'm not telling you on this Easter Sunday that it's going to be all peaches and cream, am I? No, that's not what Jesus said. He said eventually you're going to die in this world. There's nothing you can do about it. But he says, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection and the life. Basically, he was signifying that he could raise men from death to life without asking of his Father, and that he could do it now as well as at the general resurrection, at which of his Father, yes, at which of the time of Christ will be the efficient cause of it, and which will display both his omniscience and his all-powerful, as his resurrection is the earnest and pledge and will be the model and example. And Jesus Christ, he also regarded to a spiritual resurrection from the death of sin to the life of grace. He is concerned both in the life itself and in the resurrection to it. He is the cause of it all. He died for his people, that they, being dead to sin, might live unto God and unto righteousness. He is the author of life. He says unto them, when dead in sin, live. He speaks life unto them. He commands it to them. And by his Spirit breathes into them the breath of life and spiritual life, and implants the principles of life into their soul. And he supports and maintains it by giving himself to them as the bread of life to feed upon, and by supplying them with grace continually. Yeah, he himself is their life. He lives in them, and their life is hid with Him. It is owing to His resurrection that they are begotten again to a lively hope, and are quickened. That has the virtual influence upon it. And it is not only the cause, but the exemplar of it. Saints, as they are planted together in the likeness of the death, are they planted in the likeness of the death? So is the likeness of His resurrection. By His almighty power, He quickens them, and they hear, and so they live. And it is an image that is stamped upon them, that by His Spirit they are made to live and to walk in this newness of life. Hey, you going to go answer that phone or what? Because I sure know you didn't listen to me. Isn't it ringing? Wait, shouldn't you go check a text message? I'm sorry, isn't your dog barking? Isn't there something more important than listening to Jesus? On this resurrection, Jesus wants to make you alive, but how can He, all you Coke drinkers? How can He, all you Pepsi drinkers? All you smokers? I mean, come on! You got to help Jesus out just a little bit. Could you just get off your butt and go for a walk? Get out there, work a little bit. I know when you were born, you were the Savior of the earth, right? And everyone should bow down and listen to you because you're so damn holy. Well, that ain't working for me. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus said that I'm the resurrection and life. But I'm telling you, some of these American towns are death. And yes, your politicians are a bunch of obstructionists. And yes, they want to destroy America, and they're allowing death to become in our southern borders. But thank you, old Catholic churches, for really helping the Mexicans. You bunch of Mexican and Muslim lovers, you totally forgot about Jesus and this Christian nation. And by the way, I like Mexican food, all right? Oh. So anyway, I want to go to 2 Kings chapter 6 in the Old Testament. So all you bastards that don't believe in the Old Testament, well, you're really missing out on some good information of the Bible. That's all I can tell you. Because Jesus is alive today. And He's alive in the Old Testament. Jesus said, I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And a lot of the scriptures in the New Testament are actually direct prophecies of the Old Testament. The Old Testament is very alive. And you know, Jesus is a carpenter. And why is Jesus picked the trade of a carpenter? Well, it's because He's a builder. He rebuilds that which the devil destroys. Being a builder is probably one of the greatest things you can possibly be. I think that's when you build. You can choose to destroy, or you can choose to build. You can destroy America, or you can build up America. You can destroy people, or you can build up people. You can say all bad things to people, or you can say positive things to people. You can build them up. You can make them stronger. And we can also do this in the United States. We can build the United States up. We can make it stronger, or we can destroy it. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the resurrection. You can try to build up your church, or you can destroy your church. How are you going to do it? Are you going to build, or are you going to destroy? But I want to go to 2 Kings chapter 6 and talk to you a little bit about Elijah and the floating axe head. How do you even know that Elijah went and cut down a tree near the Jordan River, if you read it? And so he cut down this tree, and while cutting the tree, the axe head fell into the water. And so this axe was borrowed, and probably in that day, he's worried about his master, and he's saying, man, if I don't get this axe head back, I'm probably going to die. And so you imagine how heavy the axe is. You can imagine the weight. Just like a lot of things are weighing you down right now. Just like your marriage is weighing you down. Just like your financial situation is weighing you down. Just like there's a lot of things weighing you down right now. Well, this is what is happening when this individual lost his axe head. So Elijah, who was a prophet of God, he said, where did it fall? So he showed Elijah where the axe head fell, and Elijah, he cut off the piece of wood. He threw it into the water at the place and made the axe head float. You need to understand, the axe head started to float up. I mean, can you imagine throwing something metal in water? Is it going to float? No. You see, God can take any weight and he can float it off you. What is weighing on you today on this resurrection Sunday? What is weighing on you today? Well, as Elijah said, pick it up. And so he reached out and he picked the axe head up as it floated on the water. Jesus raised Lazarus as he was dead. And what does Jesus say? I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Yes, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And he said, and they can no longer die, for they are like the angels. They are God's children, since they are the children of the resurrection. How many of you want to be children of the resurrection today? How many of you want to be the children of the resurrection? So as a believer in Jesus, you die as well as others. But its curse is removed and its sting is taken away as you are satisfied in Jesus Christ. And so there's a blessing and there's a privilege. There's a desire. But though they die, they shall live again. And even their dust is under the care of Jesus Christ, and they shall rise by the virtue of union in him. They shall rise first in the morning of the resurrection and with peculiar privileges, or to the resurrection of life and with the peculiar properties of incorruption, power, glory, and spirituality. So likewise, such that have been dead in sin and dead in the law under the sentence of condemnation, as all mankinds are in Adam, and being in the natural and sinful estate, and as the chosen of God themselves are, yet being brought to believe in Christ, that is, to see the excellency and suitableness of him as a Savior, and the necessity of salvation by him, to go out of themselves to him, disclaiming their own righteousness, ventures their soul upon him, give up themselves to him and trust in him and depend upon him for eternal life and salvation. These live spiritually. They appear to have the principle of life in them. They breathe after spiritual things. They see the Son of God and behold his glory. They handle the word of life. They speak the language of Jesus and walk by faith on Christ as they have received him. They live a life of sanctification and justification. They are manifestly in Christ to have him and interest in him, and so must have life. They live comfortably. They live by faith on Christ and his righteousness and have communion with him and expect to have and shall have eternal life hereafter. If you believe in Jesus, he said that I am the resurrection and the life. He said that your brother, he told Martha that your brother will live again. How many of you are dying today? You feel like you're dying. Jesus said that you will live again. Oh, come on, somebody. You got to have faith in Jesus Christ on this Resurrection Sunday. I'm here to tell you He wants to bring life back to the United States of America. I want to tell you that Jesus wants to bring life back to your marriage. Jesus wants to bring life back to your finances. Jesus wants to bring life back to your town. Why? Because He said that I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus said that I am the resurrection and the life. Yes, your brother will rise again, says Jesus. Your sister will rise again, said Jesus. Your family will rise again, said Jesus. And America, I'm talking to the American people, your country will rise again. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Yes, on this Resurrection Sunday, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and life. I pray that you will live again. Amen.